name is Jared, I'm 15, and I have a family of six.
My dad's name is Leslie. My mom's name is Bridgetta. I have a younger brother, his name is Gideon. I have a little sister named Sabrina. My youngest brother is Elijah. And this is my deaf family.
The whole family signs, now at the Furl family home, Friday morning.
Being a hearing kid in a deaf family feels normal to me because I have nothing really to compare it to.
Words over home movie-style shots of the siblings. Sabrina, 6, deaf. Gideon, 12, deaf. Elijah, 3, hearing.
I'm going to have to say the best thing from coming from a deaf family is when I was younger, I'd get in trouble and they'd threaten to call my parents. And I could just say, can't call them.
Leslie and Elijah hang out in the kitchen. Words read, Leslie, deaf. Bridgetta signs by the fridge. Words read, Bridgetta, deaf.
Well, I love my parents. I wouldn't want them to be different. But my parents don't understand how tough it is.
Jared and Elijah play with Legos.
You want to make that? You want to make a plane?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll think that it would be nice to have them hearing. Having English as your second language, it'll make it really hard in school. Like, when I was little, my dad would pronounce things wrong. Can we use this for the plane?
I can't do it.
Now that Eli has me, I can pronounce them right, and he can not be laughed at.
Sabrina dances. Later, she signs as a person off-screen translates.
Sometimes I like to watch Michael Jackson dance.
The only thing I really can't talk about with my parents is really music. You can go over the lyrics with them, but you can't tell them how music feels.
Bridgetta signs and an off-screen voice translates.
So when Sabrina was born, there was a hearing test right away, and the nurse was looking real concerned, going in and out of the room. And the nurse said, "Your daughter's not responding." And I said, "Oh, she's deaf. That's fine with us."
Sabrina adjusts the radio dial, then springs up and dances. She grins as she swings her arms and hips.
But when Elijah was born, everyone in the hospital comes in saying, "Congratulations, your son passed the hearing test." And I'm like, "Congratulations? Does that mean we failed up until now as parents with our other kids?"
With Sabrina.
Or with Sabrina and Gideon?
Duh.
Elijah swats his sister.
As a deaf person, I believe it's a gift. You know, being deaf is so much of who I am. I feel like my life is so much richer for it, and I really feel content.
Bridgetta drives Jared to high school. Inside the van, she signs as subtitles appear. "I need to check your geometry homework." Jared signs back, "Why do you need to do that?" She replies, "Because I'm supposed to help you."
Kind of wish my parents wouldn't ground me over every single homework assignment I miss. That'd be pretty nice.
Back in the van. "Well, you've got to pull up your grade. I'll check out geometry class when I go to your school. I'll ask for an interpreter to be there with me. I'm curious." Jared, "Slow down, Mom." Bridgetta, "I said I'm curious." At home, Marley Matlin interviews Leslie. "What was your parents' reaction?"
"They found out I was deaf."
He signs.
"They were kind of devastated. They sent me to a mainstream school where they had an oral program, and they fitted me with these big, unwieldy hearing aids that were really annoying. But it wasn't until I got into middle school before I saw the difference between oral and sign language."
Marley's eyes widen. She signs, wait a minute. You mean you didn't know sign language until you got to middle school?"
"I think the deaf community started because of the oral programs. It's just like a unity of suffering, pretty much.
There's really not a lot of communication with my side of the family because they don't sign. It's hard for them to communicate with the kids."
Friday after school, Jared plays a video game with his friends.
"My mom always wants my friends to come over all the time."
She asks Jared, "Did you invite Chris to come over?" He signs, "Not yet."
"See, Chris is Jared's best friend from school, and they've known each other since sixth grade. But Chris has never been in our house, so I'm going to text his mom because I know her."
Later, she points to Jared's game controller. "Give him that now." He signs back, "What is the emergency that we have to talk now?" She signs, and he says, "Yes, I saw what you said." Outside, boys play basketball, and words read, "Gideon plays with some hearing neighbors."
5-3.
Inside, Chris arrives, and Bridgetta orders pizza using a video relay. She signs to a man on a screen, "2 large cheese." Later, Jared eats with his friends.
"You should do swimming."
"I'm too good for swimming, so you should do swimming."
"I'm too busy skating."
"Or figure skating."
Gideon sits with the guys and signs, Jared, what are you guys talking about?"
"The worst thing is when people openly show pity. When we go to restaurants, they would ask them if they wanted something and they wouldn't understand it. Sometimes it gets kind of annoying, and that's where I get that feeling.
Bridgetta interviews.
I'd approach a hearing person and I'd point to my ear and I'd shake my head and I'd say, I can't hear. And their reaction would be, oh, I'm so sorry, or never mind. But for the last few years, I go in now and the first thing I do is I say, I sign. And I get a lot more respect that way.
At the table with Jared's friends, Gideon signs, so do all these guys suck at video games? Or are any of them any good? Jared signs back, you're sure cocky, it's gone to your head. Gideon gets up to leave. Words read, Saturday morning. At the kitchen table, Brigetta signs to Jared. You grew up with Chris, but he's never been over. I even had to urge you to invite him. Why? Are you embarrassed to bring him here? Because it's awkward for you, maybe? Because we're deaf? He signs back, no, not at all. I didn't want to because you're telling me.
I think it's time for my mom to let me make my own world, yeah. That would be a lot nicer than having her know everything about my life.
Leslie pulls a pan of cinnamon rolls from the oven. Jared sits down at the table next to Gideon with two rolls on a plate. Gideon signs, two rolls? He stands and declares, that's not fair. He reaches for the plate. Give me half then.
Yeah.
Brigetta walks over and Gideon signs, I asked permission before and it's not fair that he just takes two. Brigetta, if you're going to fight, I'll take it away. She reaches for the plate and Gideon points out, he's eaten half of it anyway. Brigetta grabs the plate. That's it, don't play with me here.
Maybe today we're going to go to the California School for the Deaf for the Clay Basketball Tournament.
The family drives and words read, going to California School for the Deaf, Deaf Basketball Tournament.
I think my siblings go to a perfect school. That school is meant for them. Like, they have friends there that they would never be able to make at a hearing school. And they just have a much closer bond.
People chat outside. In a gym, spectators fill bleachers and a cheerleader claps. Marlon sits with Brigetta and Sabrina and cheers. Six cheerleaders take the floor. One drops her pom-poms and leads. Then all six do a synchronized routine, stepping to the side, raising their arms in Vs, and twirling their pom-poms. They freeze, standing on one leg. Back at home, Brigetta and Leslie sit for an interview.
I'm not worried about the future for Gideon and Sabrina because of their deafness, but I don't worry about the future of my hearing kids either, though.
I'm worried about all of them. I'm concerned about all of them, that they be successful in life, no matter what. Whether they're hearing or deaf, that's not an issue.
We were born deaf.
Another group of cheerleaders performs. Then boys play basketball. Words read, National Deaf Basketball Tournament. A ref signs out on the court. A player sinks a three-point shot. Back at home, Jared and Elijah eat at the table.
I think there's prejudice against deaf people. A lot of people think they just can't learn.
Leslie signs.
And often when hearing people make decisions for us, we suffer in some way.
You know, deaf people deal with this 24 hours a day. We go to different places and we face this ignorance every day of our lives.
Elijah signs to Brigetta. I love you, Mom.
We prefer the idea of deafhood, like blackhood or womanhood, so that it comes from inside. It's more of an internal identity instead of a disability.
I,
Sabrina,
love my family.
In photos, the family poses on a beach. Back at home, they gather on their front lawn. Marley smiles and waves into the camera. The end.
Audio description provided by Caption Max. www.captionmax.com